Property taxes are a significant economic expenditure for homeowners and business owners alike. The money goes toward administration, public services, and often to many sorts of special districts such as schools and libraries. But how the amount is determined is a question that puzzles many, if not most, taxpayers. When real estate is sold, it's evaluated through a direct appraisal. Not so for property taxes. For that purpose, properties are valued through assessment. Sycamore Township Assessor Kevin Snetchler says that's why the process could seem obtuse.
Back then, before I started doing this, I would get the notice every year, and I would look at it, and I wouldn't understand it. I would read the back, what's this third of market value? And I would just look at last year's and this year's assessment, and figured, oh, it's going up, and just file it in a drawer and wait for the tax bill.
Assessors like Snetchler are the first line in determining a property's equalized assessed value. They take down details, such as number of rooms and type of home, and compare the property's past sales with similar plots and other homes nearby. However, the actual assessment usually is done through computer models instead of site visits. Rockford Township Assessor Ken Crowley says this is due to scope.
We're responsible for 70,000 parcel plus or minus a few of area, or about 113 square miles.
Computer-assisted mass assessment, or CAMA, also allows assessors to focus on more specific details.
So what we yearly monitor are properties that have condition issues, but also we're yearly looking at the sales data of a specific area, maybe a specific geographical neighborhood.
Finally, assessors compare current sales data with much older numbers than an appraiser uses. This means the low housing prices caused by the Great Recession didn't hit property tax assessments until 2011.
Since it's based on 3 years of sales, it's a lagging indicator of where the market's going.
That's Tom Walsh, supervisor of assessments for Winnebago County. Officials like him compile numbers from individual assessors and make any final tweaks. Assessors can include adjustments like a market factor, which takes into account the change in home prices over the past several years, a similar factor for neighborhoods, and adjustments to an individual property if it's in poor condition. The supervisor of assessments then can add equalization factors, which ensure each township is taxed at a similar level. Once all of that's done, you're left with equalized assessed value, and a percentage of that number is taxed. Like any levy, you may feel that your home was valued too highly compared to your neighbor. DeKalb County Chief Assessment Officer Robin Brunchen says first you should consider if your neighbor's property falls under an exemption.
If, let's say, somebody put a new deck on, there's an exemption called the Homestead Improvement Exemption. So for 4 years, you're exempt from paying on whatever that increase, that assessed value from that new deck came, you don't have to pay for that.
If that's not the case, Brunchen recommends you first go to your local assessor to see if they can straighten out any discrepancies. In some cases, it could be something as simple as the assessor having out-of-date records. But regardless of grievance, Snetchler says you need to do your homework.
If you're just going to come in and just say, hey, I don't think this is correct, you know, we need evidence.
That evidence comes in the form of other home assessments to show that your property's value was misjudged, or sales to show a difference in market forces. Tom Ewing is head of the Board of Review for Winnebago County's Supervisor of Assessments.
Basically, what we look for is the same style of property, hopefully similar size. If it's a sale, we prefer to have it within the last year to give us a better indication. And so the burden of proof is on them to show that the assessment's not correct.
If you can't work out your dispute with your individual township assessor, you can take it up with bodies like his. Winnebago County residents have 25 days to assemble evidence. Comparable sales can come from public records. Once residents have their evidence, Ewing says they and the township assessor can present their cases before the Board of Review.
That's all recorded, and then the hearing officer, we've got three, will make a recommendation to the board, and we deliberate those on Fridays, and then make a final decision at that time.
Most of the time, complaints center on overvalued properties. But Ewing says there have been a few cases where residents have argued for more taxes.
I'm wondering if they're thinking of selling a property down the road and they feel if the assessment's high, they'll get more money. In reality, I don't think that's the case, but if they want it increased, who are we to argue?
But getting the necessary evidence is dependent on easy access to assessment records. Winnebago County has an online database and materials available at its supervisor office. DeKalb County also has an online database. However, DeKalb Supervisor of Assessment Robin Brunchen says that's not the case with township assessors.
We only have one township assessor, that's Genoa Township, that submits it electronically. The rest we all have to do by hand.
This can make it more difficult for residents to get the evidence they need to appeal their assessment. Ryan Cardinale is head of DeKalb County Taxpayers, a group he founded in response to frustration at his property tax assessment.
You go, wait, I have to come to your office from this time to get a paper card that has all of the facts and the background data and the living, breathing document that basically says what I own. I have to come get that from you to appeal my taxes, and I have to come get comparable properties cards as well to appeal my taxes, and there's no digital formatting of that.
He says this lack of formatting makes it far more difficult to access the information to gather evidence. Sycamore Township Assessor Kevin Snetchler says there have been difficulties at the township level making information available online. DeKalb County Chief Assessment Officer Robin Brunchen counters the townships need to budget more money to implement these systems.
The people in their township should be going to their township meetings and saying, hey, you know, if this guy, or he or she, needs the money, give it to them to get this up and going, because then it's a valuable asset for everybody.
Ultimately, the assessment process comes down to understanding what your property is worth, while having easy-to-access public records in case you dispute the assessor's numbers. If those two elements are in place, residents at least can know more about their property values, and if they make their case well enough, save some money from the tax man. I'm Chase Cavanaugh, WNIJ News.